Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Well, there are a number of ways you can look at this past series for the Cardinals against the Blue Jays. They got swept, and in getting swept, that's not good because it happened at home after a really good series over the weekend against the Dodgers. You go and do this against the Blue Jays, also a good team. So that's not good. I guess the other thing, if you want to look for a positive, is they didn't lose that much ground in the division. They're 5 games out. Behind the Chicago Cubs. We go to the guest line, Matt Pauly, host of Sports Open Line and pre and post game for the Cardinals, and Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock every day here on KMOX. Matt Pauly, what are your overall thoughts of the last 3 days?
Yeah, they didn't play. There was a couple games in there that were winnable. I think you look at that first game, that's the one you lament the most. You don't want to get swept by any stretch of the mind. So the fact that they didn't win that first game, that's the one that probably hurts the most of the three. The Blue Jays weren't a great matchup. And just because they don't strike out, they make so much contact, and Cardinals pitchers pitch to so much contact. And there was a lot of hard contact, and then there was a fair amount of soft contact that made its way through as well. And I don't say that to make an excuse. It's just there's a lot of contact. There's not a lot of strikeouts over the last few days, and that ended up hurting the Cardinals.
Yeah, well, this might answer the question that I was going to ask you, Matt. Which are you more concerned about? The fact that the Cardinals were swept at home, or the 21 runs in 3 games, 20 runs that they gave up in 3 games.
Yeah, I think that's probably the bigger thing. Like, sweeps happen. Like, Ryan Helsley all of a sudden blows a save. Like, I can accept losses. I can accept sweeps. Like, that's just part of a 162 game season. But then you start to dig in a little bit and you say, well, what actually led to that happening? And that's what you want to see get fixed. And to your point, the amount of runs that they've given up here recently, it's a ton of runs, and it's something that can't keep going. And it goes back beyond this series. I mean, you think about that Texas series that they lost 2 out of 3, the 2 games that they lost, they gave up a ton of runs. So pitching has not been, over the last couple weeks, what it was during that really good run, and they've got to find a way to get pitching going again. And it's cyclical in nature. It's also, there's a domino effect that goes along with this, just in the sense that if starters aren't giving you a lot, then your bullpen's getting overused. They're in this period right now where there's only 2 scheduled off days in the month of June. They got another one in there with a rainout, but then they had to follow that up with a doubleheader. So it's not the easiest. There's no chance for the team to like just take a breath. So they're trying to figure this out very much on the fly.
So you mentioned the pitching, and we talked about Ryan Helsley on Gas House Gang a couple of days ago, because in the month of June, he's not been particularly good. He was pretty good in the month of May. This month has been a different story. Is there a reason to be concerned about what has gone on with him lately? And if there is, does it affect trade value if that is where the Cardinals end up being in a few weeks?
Yeah, I think you can look at the numbers against his four-seam fastball specifically and start to be concerned about that. He's got a 400 batting average against the four-seamer, and that's a pitch that he can run up to 102 when he needs to. He's not locating it. The overall numbers on the slider are still really good, less than a 100 average against on the slider, but he's not locating it as much, so he's not able to play the two pitches off each other as much as you would like. So I think reason for concern, It is a lot based off just the damage against the four-seam fastball. That's the thing I'm looking at. Now, you look at what he did in the month of May. It's two different stories because he was 9 of 9 in save opportunities in the month of May. At the same time, of the 11 games that he appeared in, he gave up at least one hit in all but three of them. So he's had traffic against him really since the season got started. And he's got a WHIP at 1.5. He's got an average against sitting at 269. Like, there are some numbers here that are startling when it comes to Helsley that are very, very different than his career norms. So you would be, I think you'd be kind of just ignoring some numbers that are flashing at you if you're not concerned about Helsley. Again, at the same time, it's not like his velo has dropped off. He's still sitting 99 on the four seamer and can touch 102 if he needs to. So if all of a sudden he's sitting 99 or, peaking out at 98 and sitting 95, then it's like, okay, what's going on with this guy? The fact that the velo is still there tells you that the issues that exist are somewhat fixable.
We were talking about Matthew Liberatore and his mechanics or something that got out of whack and that led to some fatigue, but he still wasn't especially great last night. So, I mean, how do you look at what he's doing, and is there concern about him now?
Yeah, so I think it looked different yesterday. The overall numbers, you're right. He gave up five runs in five innings. Three of the runs were earned, so two unearned runs. But at the end of the day, he gave up five runs in five innings. So, yes, that's his third straight start where the end-of-game numbers are not what you would like them to be. Again, I think with a discerning eye, you look and compare what he did yesterday to what he did in that Kansas City game where he had to come out with the fatigue-related issues and he wasn't all synced up. It's different. He was able to hold velo yesterday, and I think it's two different things that are going on with Liberatore. That game against Kansas City, it was not being synced up. It was the fatigue. It was all that stuff. What went on yesterday, I think you got a guy who's running into a little bit of a wall right now. He's never been asked to pitch as a starter every fifth day over 162-game season in the big leagues. He hasn't been a regular starter in a few years. I think it's a very normal thing. And he was throwing a ton of innings up until he's basically been the guy who's carried the largest load in terms of starting pitching in innings. I mean, he was going 6-7 innings, start after start after start, and I just think that right now he's hit a little bit of a wall. I wish they would be able, and we talked about this the last time I was on, I would love for them to be able to pump the brakes a bit on him, but with this month and the lack of off days, that's really tough for him, so it seems like he's going to have to go ahead and battle through this.
So this series coming up here against the Brewers, I think, is fairly big. Obviously, there's a lot of time left to go in the season, but the more days that go by, the closer you get to the trade deadline, which means all of these games are pretty important in helping them decide what they're going to do, over the next several weeks. So in your mind, how big is this Brewers series, a team that is just a half game behind the Cardinals now?
Yeah, I think it's as big of a series can be on, June 12th. It's a four-gamer, so you go in there and I think you're content if you're able to split it. That's the way a four-game series on the road, if you split it, you feel good about it. They split a four-gamer against Cincinnati a few weeks ago, and you felt good about that. But more important than just that, than making sure that you at least split the series, it's also watching to see if some of the things that they were doing well during their good run comes back. Milwaukee's a pretty good ballpark to be able to hit in. So does the offense come back a little bit over the next few days? Sonny Gray pitches today. There's no reason to be worried about about Gray. No matter what he does tonight, I think we know who Sonny Gray is, and you feel really good about him taking the ball that every fifth day. But then the three starters after that, and Fetty, Pallante, and Michaelis, there have certainly been questions about those guys here recently. So watching them and seeing whether or not they can find some, you know, the best version of themselves or close to it, that's going to be a really important part of these four games.
So why did this... why did the Brewers do this to me? Because 2 weeks ago, I said they were just completely done.
Everybody says that about the Brewers every year.
Yeah, but that's before the season. And then in the middle, they started playing like butt, and I'm like, okay, that's it. They're no good anymore. And then as soon as I said it, they started playing better. Why does this keep happening?
They're one of the smartest organizations out there. Now, that being said, they did just lose a series to the Braves, who had lost seven in a row going into that series. So
everybody stinks.
Yeah, just everybody stinks right now in Major League Baseball. Look, I respect the Brewers baseball operation as much as I respect any baseball operation in all of Major League Baseball. This feels different this year with them. I don't know if it's the lack of Willy Adames. And if you haven't seen, like, I almost feel sad for Adames because he got that big contract in San Francisco. I think he's under 200 hitting there, and he's not playing every day all of a sudden, where he was kind of the heart and soul of that Brewers team. They've got, you know, they're going to start a young phenom prospect tonight. Jackson Churio is there. They've still got young guys that they're producing that they're bringing up. And maybe this changes as the year goes along because they are the Brewers and they just always find a way to still be in it. But as I watch them, this seems a little bit different this year. I have less belief in the Brewers on June 12th of 2025 than I've had in the Brewers on June 12th of all previous seasons.
Wow.
So then maybe I wasn't wrong. Maybe they do stink, actually.
I don't know if they stink. I just they don't have it. Like, and I think they'll get back rolling again probably in future years. But it just seems a little bit different this year with them.
What's the toughest month from a baseball team's perspective? Because it's a long season. It's a grueling season. Which is the worst month of the season?
I have a guess, and I bet we're going to say the same thing.
Say it on the count of three. 3, 2, 1.
August.
Matt.
he's on a delay probably.
Right. Okay. Matt's ears, that was at the same time as Raj.
Yes, it was. but the caveat that I would put in there is, it depends if you're a good team or a not-so-good team. If you're a really, really good team, August can be awesome because you're coming off the trade deadline and maybe your front office went out and got some guys and you feel really, really excited about what's moving forward. If you're a not-so-good team, a team that especially just sold, you know, like at least in July you have the All-Star break, you come out of the trading deadline and you have no hope, August just stinks. It is the worst. When I was in the minor leagues, especially at AAA, August was terrible. Because there would be all these guys who are hoping that maybe they would be part of trades or maybe a trade would result in them getting a big league opportunity, and then that doesn't happen and they're still at AAA and they just absolutely hated life.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is nothing. And I think this gets undervalued. I don't know how much value to put on it, but I don't think we give it enough that when a team is competitive in any given year and the team makes a trade for somebody to help them at the deadline, the boost it gives to the players in the dugout, who are still going to be there, it's pretty big. I mean, they get really excited because what the front office is saying is, we believe in this team. We believe in the team so much. We're going to give you a little bit more to help you even more down the stretch. It is huge for players in the dugout to make an acquisition.
And the exact opposite that can be true. Yeah. I mean, you think about what happened, you know, since they're playing Milwaukee.
The
Milwaukee's
Brewers.
The greatest example of this.
With Josh
when
Hader.
They dished away Josh Hader a couple years ago. And the guys are just looking around at each other in the clubhouse saying, we're a first place team.
Yeah.
And they just traded away our closer, and then they completely fell apart.
That's just madness. I would be furious if I were a player. There was one year when the Sox traded for Jake Peavy, who had not too far removed from a Cy Young. And they found out about it in the middle of the game, and Mark Burley, one of the St. Louisan, and a couple of other guys who were pitchers, they went back into the clubhouse in the middle of the game, and they all did celebratory bourbon shots because they were so excited. They're like, holy crap, we're getting a Cy Young.
That's pretty cool.
Right? So like, what it does for a team is huge. I don't know if the Cardinals are going to be in that position. I mean, we're still 6 weeks away from it, but I would love
last year was also really weird. Like, you think about last year, they made the trade for Fetty and they got Pham, and I remember being in the clubhouse after that, and everybody was so excited, and then they went on to lose 3 out of 4 against Chicago, and it just never came back after that. But that's the exception to the rule, but it did happen very weirdly for the Cardinals that way last year.
All right, before we let you go, Matt. 6 years ago today,
Stanley Cup.
The St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup.
Were you quizzing me? Yes.
I'm not really sure. I was hoping for a group effort, but 6 years ago today, June 12th, the Blues win the Stanley Cup in 7 games in Boston.
I don't know if I've ever told this story. I'll tell it real quick. So that's when I was hosting Brewers post game. That is the only time in the history of me hosting post-game shows in Major League Baseball that I ever basically did not watch a single second of the game that I was about to host the show on.
Oh, the Brewers game?
Because I had the Blues on. I only had one TV, and I wasn't going to turn it off. So I faked my way through a Brewers post-game show.
Good for you.
And I was very happy about the Blues.
And that's why our boss brought this guy back to St. Louis. He said, by
real
golly,
pro.
This guy gets it. Bring him back to KMOX.
Did the Blues game end before the Brewers did?
I think it did. I was euphoric. Because actually, I remember
Coast.
Because I got a call on my Brewers postgame show from a guy in Wisconsin who happened to be a Blues fan, and he knew I was a Blues fan, and he called into the Brewers postgame show to talk about the Blues.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yes.
Very good.
Oh,
all right.
That was good.
Thank you, Matt.
Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock and then 5:45 pregame show.
Sounds great.
Don't blow it.
All right.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.